on the phone line with us to take a look at what's been happening in the world of cash grain markets is Bruce Bostard. He's at the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company in Ludlow, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Bruce. How are you?
Good. It's amazing. When you crash and burn the flat prices, you don't have a whole lot of activity in the cash grain market. Things get pretty quiet.
Well, it's the end of the year, so you're quiet there. Nobody's interested in making sales of new or old crop, corn or soybeans?
Oh, we see some small year-end evening up type sales. The phones are actually relatively busy on tax and accounting type questions. Is it moving a whole lot of grain? No. But there's a lot of activity just on that.
So the question is just, should I make the sale now and try to avoid the tax later, or what's the question you're asking?
Oh, yeah, or moving a January sale to December, moving payments around and kind of fine-tuning the year-end for taxes.
I bet it's difficult for you to move a payment around that fast. Is that right or not?
Oh, it actually, with as flat a market as it is, it makes life pretty easy. When you end up with a huge carry market and you're trying to move stuff back to the nearby when it's worth a lot less, that's when it gets a little more challenging.
You see bases heating up anytime soon?
No. It's done really well, though, just the fact that we have broken corn and beans back so far. We saw that big chunk of Chinese cancellations, and the basis has hung in there, and we have that, and the first Brazilian beans probably coming off in about 30, 40 days. The fact that it hang in there is kind of encouraging. It looks like there's just enough question out there on what their shipping capacity is to keep interest here. Corn, same old story. Nobody wants our corn.
Your bids for the day.
We are at 7.11 on nearby corn and 14.39 on soybean.
I got to ask you one more question. Why don't they want our corn? Is it just aflatoxin?
No. When you're looking at what we are selling it for, the U.S. Center Gulf offers, or any of our ports offers, are so much over what they can buy at other places.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Bruce Bostard. He's with the Ludlow Co-op Elevator Company out of Ludlow, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Mark Report. On this Friday afternoon, back in just a couple minutes, we'll talk with Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey.